You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Think about it. Do you take sleeping pills? Do you think about, is it quality over quantity? We're going to talk about so many different things about how to be able to maximize your performance for success. It's a success secret. It's a success hack. It's a sleep hack. So important to be able to get good rest to perform really well. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello. Man, this series, this program is so awesome. This is part two of what we've been talking about, the power of sleep and performance. And it's so necessary. But the doctor talks about how important good quality rest is. And so many times we try to get, you know, sleeping aids, pills, or melatonin, Benadryl, anything to knock you
out,
right? Put me out. But he says this stuff doesn't work. You got to listen. You go to sleep, but
you don't have the right kind, all the different reams of sleep that you
need.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, let's listen to the doctor himself. Take a look.
That would be true. Unfortunately, though, there are three problems with sleeping pills. Firstly, they are a class of drugs that we call the sedative hypnotics. And sedation is not sleep, but you mistake the former for the latter when you take these pills. Now, they just knock your cortex out. The other two issues is that sleeping pills have been associated with a significantly higher risk of death, as well as cancer, which is where you work with a therapist, and it's a psychological intervention, just as effective as sleeping pills in the short term. But what's great is that when you finish with your therapist, you keep that good sleep going. Whereas when you stop taking sleeping pills, you usually not only go back to the bad sleep that you are having, you often have what's called rebound insomnia, which is that your sleep gets even worse.
That's so important when you think about that. You're talking about, you know, aids to be able to help you sleep. And some of the aids we talked about in the first program that we talked about is actually taking some natural aids like your lighting and the sound and the climate and the preparation and the certain bedtimes. And those are actually better aids that last over a long time. I always think about this, that, you know, that for years they sold, they probably still do, you know, we're not against it. But chapstick, they would actually, you know, sell chapstick. So if your lips get chapped, you could put that on. Being in law enforcement for many years, you're in the rain writing, weather writing tickets and working. And so chapstick, when you put that on, your lips stop producing the natural moisture that kept your lips not chapped. And so you literally replace your body's natural ability to be able to keep your lips healthy.
Yeah.
Well, same thing with sleep aids and different things. You got to really pay attention that you're not replacing things that you can't come off of. You know, talk to your doctor about that. We're not recommending anything medically. Your doctor will be able to help you. But talk about, you don't want any addictive things or things that are going to affect your behavior. But you want things that are going to help, you know, whatever that is in regards to that. But that, work that over with your doctor. That is actually Dr.
That's Matthew Walker. He's a professor, PhD at Berklee College. And he's also the author of Why We Sleep. He's being interviewed on Scavlin TV. This is in UK.
Yeah.
And so he's sharing some of this wisdom that's written in his book. But this is some really good stuff.
Yes, it is.
Who knew?
Yeah,
we need to go study.
Sleep. We'll be back in a couple hours. We're going to go take it now.
Who knew the power of sleep was so important?
To your success.
To your success, right. Because as we talked in the previous program, so many people have thought,
right,
you know, I've got to keep working, keep grinding. Mm-hmm. I can make it on 4 or 5 hours. But the truth is that the less sleep we have, the less productive we are, the less opportunity that we have to be creative and have those ideas. And they say, this doctor says, Dr. Walker says that, and the Sleep Foundation actually, that if you sleep less than 5 hours a day, you have the same symptoms, if you will, someone who's driving under the influence when you begin to drive.
We're on the road with a lot of people that are...
100,000 people, they say. 100,000 people are sleeping in those type of conditions.
And they're texting.
Oh, my goodness. Dangerous.
Yeah, so that's very, very powerful when you're thinking about that. So, yeah,
the next one we're going to talk about, and we're talking about the power of sleep. Mm-hmm. What is more important? I've always wanted to know this. The quantity or the quality?
Both.
Let's hear Dr. Walker and what he has to say. Take a look.
We used to think it was quantity, and the advice we give is, you know, somewhere around 8 hours of sleep. And you asked me the question, you know, I certainly give myself a non-negotiable 8-hour sleep opportunity, not because I want to be a poster child or sort of, you know, practice what I preach. If you understood the importance of sleep, as I do, it's selfish. You would choose to do nothing other than give yourself that sleep. You know, I don't want disease or sickness. I don't want a shorter life. I want a longer life and a longer, healthier life. And it's the best insurance policy that I know of in terms of healthcare. So certainly quantity is important, but probably in the last 5 or 6 years, quality is also critical too. It's a combination of the two. So just because you may be in bed for 8 hours, if you're not getting that continuous sleep and the deep quality sleep first and then the sort of the dream sleep later in the night, you need all of these things to get those benefits.
That's so important. So both are important. I want to encourage you, understand this, that you know, if you're going to go to war, if a country's going to go to war, the first thing they're going to do is begin to spread propaganda and get everybody all worried and anxious, get people divided, get them, you know, worrying, what's this country going to do? How are they going to affect us? If you read biblical wars, you start finding out they're sending threats. They're saying, you know, we're going to destroy you. We're going to do this stuff. And they're trying to get them anxious. They're trying to get them believing what they're saying. And what happens with all that is the whole nation stops sleeping. They start making bad decisions. They're getting less than 5 hours, for example, and they're operating like a DUI on the streets, or they're constantly, you know, have anxiety or thinking about things. I'm all the way from the kid in school that's worried about the bully. I mean, that enemy that's got a hold of that guy that's bullying that kid. The other kids all night long worried about and fearful, and it's like the devil that's working on that kid is working on your kid, or maybe you. It's got you all worried, and you're not getting sleep. Now you're being unproductive, and you're making bad decisions. And sometimes you see people respond the wrong way to a wrong problem. And sometimes you see a kid go back to school, and he just does things the wrong way. And,
have mercy on people, because you know what? They could have just not had a good night's sleep, you know?
The kid?
On anyone. The person who's...
The
reaction. Yes. You know, people have reaction. They don't think right. They make the wrong decisions. They may act in a way that's, you know, not a good response. But listen, it happens.
So that means if somebody's like jumping down your case, you go, if they finish yelling and screaming at you, you go like, did you sleep well?
Sleep well?
That's exactly what they want to hear. Wait till they calm down a little bit.
Sleep deprivation, isn't it a torture tactic?
Somebody didn't get their nap last night. Right. That's not going to go good. I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
Sleep deprivation, isn't it a torture thing as well? Isn't that
yes, it is.
Torture?
I wrote about that in my book, I Will Fight, that one way they torture folks is they have sleep deprivation. Things that people are doing to themselves by choice today. That times of war, people did that by force to cause people to give in to the enemy. And so you think about it, if we're actually waterboarding ourselves with lack of sleep, we're saying things and doing things we wouldn't normally do, but we don't have all of our cognitive reasoning because we didn't rest. We're going to talk about more of that. I've got to go to break in a moment right now. But understand, your brain has to rest. If it doesn't rest, literally the proteins stack up in your brain, the doctor says, and it doesn't basically flush out the bad stuff, which means your brain never reboots and your brain is crashing. You need to flush your brain.
Yeah.
And you do that by getting sleep. We'll talk more about that because people that prided themselves on not getting a lot of sleep ended up with Alzheimer's that he's gonna talk about. Now, how does that affect us? And if that is tied together, it's like maybe we can prevent sickness. I know we can prevent inflammation, they say. That's why LeBron James, we talked about earlier program, goes to bed for 12 hours because of playing basketball so hard. Well, sickness is caused, the doctors say, from inflammation. So if you can go to sleep and get a good night's sleep, you might have to take all that medication and different things to stop inflammation. It's like we just need to get some good sleep. This is so important. I want to see your business success. I want to see your ministry success. I want to see your marriage and family succeed. It's all about what we're talking about in regards to getting a good night's rest. Comment below. What are your thoughts about that? How is this impacting you? Maybe you got some sleep performance hacks yourself, success secrets about sleep. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We're talking about sleep hacks. This is so important. You know, performance affecting your success. It's very, very powerful. As a matter of fact, Matthew Walker talks specifically about how many hours, the amount of people who can survive on 7 hours or less without impairment. Let's check it out.
Well, firstly, we know that the number of people who can survive on 7 hours of sleep or less without showing any impairment, rounded to a whole number and expressed as a percent of the population, is zero.
I see.
So anyone suggesting that they can survive on 5 or 4 hours of sleep is a fallacy. And, you know, it strikes me as interesting, one of the most significant lifestyle factors determining whether or not you will develop Alzheimer's disease is the amount of sleep that you're getting. Because at night, there is this remarkable cleansing system that kicks into high gear that washes away the toxic proteins that are linked to Alzheimer's disease. So you get this power cleanse at night. It's sort of good night, sleep clean. You know, technology is a problem. The image sort of issue, I think, is problematic. Caffeine, alcohol, those two are not the friends of sleep.
So you're looking at, you know, that your brain dumps off, it cleans itself and purges itself at nighttime, which means if you sleep. So good sleep means good brain health. Yeah. That's what he's talking about.
Isn't your memory affected by that as well? Are things happening in your brain, kind of cleaning up the files?
What's the guy about the works for Google now that...
Ray Kurzweil.
He talks about how the brain literally, you know, stores memory and puts things together. And he's been studying the brain for years, trying to build one.
Well, they're building a brain.
Yeah, they're trying to build a brain.
A digital brain.
A digital brain. Obviously, they can't. My God, they're still trying. Think about, men's been around this many years. You know, he's done all these things, went to the moon, but he still can't figure out the magnificent mind that God's created. It's amazing, isn't
it? It's amazing.
But this is what the God that created your brain says, it's going to need some rest. As a matter of fact, it's going to need more than 7 hours, right?
No doubt.
Eight hours a night, minimum.
But like I said, if you want to be at the highest performance levels like these athletes, consider 10 to 12 hours.
So you think about it then. So if you're a high performer at work, you know, you're like pushing, franchising your company, you're pressing, taking things to the next level, what part of your strategy may need 10 hours of rest during that whole growth curve so that you can actually have everything. If LeBron needs 12 hours to succeed on the course, right?
Especially if your job requires you to be a solutionist, right? Oh, yeah, you're there because you solve problems.
Yeah.
And you're there for strategic planning and thinking and coming up with ideas and concepts, then your mind needs to be, you know, at its peak performance. We're learning here with you that what requires is not more studying necessarily. It requires that sleep so that your brain can have those aha moments.
That's good. What's the next?
Number six, the problem with caffeine.
There's a problem with caffeine.
We're going to find out. Dr. Matthew Walker, the author of Why We Sleep, is going to share that with us. Take a look.
Caffeine in the morning, or?
Yeah, so caffeine in the morning is okay, you know, a couple or two in the morning. But one of the problems with caffeine is that it has a half-life of about 6 hours, and it has a quarter life of 12 hours. What that means is that if you have a cup of coffee at noon, a quarter of that caffeine is still circulating in your brain at midnight. So if you have a cup of coffee, you know, around midday, it's the equivalent of getting into bed at night, and before you turn the light out, you swig a quarter of a cup of coffee and you hope for a good night of sleep. It's just not going to happen.
So it's like if you drink two cups of the coffee in the morning, and some people, because the 4 o'clock coffee, the 3 o'clock crash coffee that people drink, and
they say the afternoon. If you have a cup by the afternoon.
Afternoon. It's like drinking a quarter cup of coffee at midnight when you're trying to go to sleep. Well, that's actually very exciting because it means that you're discovering, this is what I do. You got to begin to, you know, I've tried this, I've tried that, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. You do that with a company, you do it with a business, you need to do it with relationships, and you need to do it with yourself. You're finding out, don't just give up. Just realize maybe it's this, maybe it's that. And what you're finding out, it's like taking a swig of a quarter cup of coffee at midnight if you're drinking that 4 o'clock coffee or that 3 o'clock, because you get that crash going down.
Or that soda, that Mountain Dew, that Red Bull can't possibly be helping you out.
You're messing with people
now. Well, think about how many people are having Red Bull right now at 12, 1, 3.
Does Red Bull have caffeine in it?
Man, it's super, super
Really?
Pumped.
It does?
Yeah. A lot of those, you know, energy drinks. But I get it. A lot of us, you know, we need that energy. We want that push. But it's a fake high, if you will. It brings you up. But the crashes are really
You know what
really
I discovered?
Down.
We're going to talk about solutions, but protein is actually one of the key things that can carry you. Believe it or not, protein kind of gives you a natural energy, and doing it ahead of time, because if not, you start crashing, and then you get desperate, and you like grab a candy bar or just something.
Coffee or something.
And most people drink dessert. They don't drink coffee. They put sugar in it and cream in it and foo-foo and all this kind of stuff. And ever how Pat likes his coffee, but... You know,
a lot of food.
It's a lot of sugar, and so you got this real high, and then a crash that comes down in the context of that. And so protein really works, but you got to think of it ahead of time. You got to be eating the protein, you know, maybe a couple of hours before. You studied yourself, you realize you crash at 4. So what you eat for lunch, you're thinking, I'm going to eat some chicken. I'm going to eat something that's going to last a little bit. Because a crash is really just an energy. Your body's going, I need something. It's not lying to you. It's saying you've been up since 5 a.m.
But you're manipulating it. If you're putting in the sugar, you're putting that caffeine, you're doing something to your body that's changing the makeup. So we ride the roller coaster, but the ride down is pretty rough.
Yes, you know?
The next thing that Dr. Walker talks about, Matthew Walker, author of Why We Sleep, who would have thought that just 1 hour difference could make huge...
You're going to be shocked.
Listen, by science,
daylight
they study
time.
This.
Yeah.
He talks about the power of daylight savings times and the adverse effect it has on our sleep. Take a look.
It affects us markedly, and I think there's good reason to disabuse society of that impact. And you may think, you know, what's the harm of 1 hour of sleep? Well, I'll tell you this. In the spring, when we lose 1 hour of sleep, the next day we see a subsequent 24% increase in heart attacks, which is dramatic. And we see an equivalent rise in the risk of suicide, suicidal thoughts, suicidal attempts, suicide completion. We also see a spike in road traffic accidents that following day. This is all just 1 hour of lost sleep. This is how fragile and vulnerable our bodies are to even just the smallest perturbation of sleep. Now, in the autumn, in the fall, when we gain an hour of sleep, we see a beautiful 21% reduction in heart attacks. So it's bi-directional. Why are we doing this to society? We should maintain stability.
That's so powerful. So you think about how important it's just 1 hour of sleep. And you're really, if you know what's going on, everybody, you kind of see, we're all being impacted by that because people are losing an hour here, an hour there. This is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, your anger. The reason why is because you're not going to sleep good. The devil's going to get a stronghold in your relationship. If you resolve your situation, then you can actually, you know, everybody has difficulties. Everybody goes through things. Somebody says, well, no, I never thought about divorce, but we did think about murder a couple times.
Yeah.
Understand that things happen. So what you want to do is resolve all those issues so you can sleep at night and not miss that hour of sleep. 1 hour. We're talking heart attacks, and you're talking suicide. So you're looking at depression. You're looking at those kind of things that come in. Spiritually speaking, because Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, powers in dark places. We become spiritually vulnerable to the enemy who hates us because we're created in the image and likeness of God. He knows that God's given you talents to succeed, and he wants you in a downward spiral of life and darkness and whatever. He don't want you to get your rest, because if you succeed, it means he does succeed. If you gain territory, it means he loses territory. It means if your business advances, that his business doesn't advance. So understand, God's designed you to be able to succeed. And one part of that, and we've been talking about it, is getting your sleep. We're about to go to break, but listen, go to the VFNKBcommunity.com. We have all these success secrets plus so much more. It's a community of like-minded people from all around the world that we're coming together and sharing these beautiful hacks on success, which is part of that's getting rest. Go to VFNKBcommunity.com. Also, comment below, write to us at friends at VFNKB, and let us know. Maybe you got some hacks. Maybe there's some things that you're trying that worked out, or some things you did try that didn't work out. So amazing. As a matter of fact, this is so important that we're going to continue on in our next program talking about, you know, solutions. There's so many solutions. We talked about some of them. We're helping to change the way we think about sleep. This is really helping us out. Dr. Matthew Walker, PhD, wrote the book, you know, Why We Sleep. He's helping us understand. I encourage you to get his book. But helping us understand that we've been missing out on something. Think about it. How many people are going all day long, and they talk, it's part of the narrative now of America called Starbucks. They're talking about how they love their coffee. And of course, primarily, most probably aren't getting decaffeinated coffee, so they're literally loading up, even as children are loading up. I've never seen so many young people. I mean, it's common today, but if you back up just a little bit, you know, that there wasn't, you know, young people, you know, a big deal for the parent to let them take a sip of their coffee, you know, at home. But now kids are like, I got to have my frappe latte. Yeah. And it's like, dude, you just came out of a bottle. What's up? You know,
but we've learned from this wisdom because you'd have stopped drinking caffeine, coffee, caffeinated coffee.
So you had a drinking problem?
Yes, with caffeine. But ever since I've been on decaf, my goodness, it's made for me a world of difference.
And
so
hair growth,
ways.
It's helped us in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, but we're talking about decaf coffee now. Because what we also found out was that 2 cups of coffee increases your cortisol level by 30%. And that's basically what helps produce stress in your life. And so by reducing the caffeine, you reduce the stress, but you also have the opportunity to sleep better.
That's so important because normally when you're stressed out, you go get a cup of coffee. Like, I got to take a break. I'm going to the coffee thing. And, you know, in the military, we had like a dirty coffee pot washed in years, you know. Yeah, we put salt. Anyway, so that you go, when you're stressed out. So if you're stressed out and you go get that cup of coffee, Stressed out means you have cortisol levels that are high in your body. What John's saying, of course, Don Colbert, that you'll raise that cortisol level that's already causing you problems. You're about to crank it up how much?
30%.
You're going to raise it like 30%. So instead of going for that coffee, just throw some. I mean, you got to do something other than just take yourself, because you're going to crash emotionally. You're going to say something to a customer you're going to regret. You're going to say something to your boss that you wish you wouldn't have. It's going to cause you to have to get another boss. You know, it's going to cause you to, it takes 40 seconds for a tornado to happen. It can take 40 years to recover from it. And quite often it's just because we didn't get the wisdom of knowing I should have rested, even though the storm was happening. Like Jesus in the bottom of the boat, he slept, the disciples were worried. We should have slept in that storm. We should have practiced, like, it's going to be rough, it's going to be tough. What am I going to do? I'm going to prepare my sleeping place. I'm going to get the climate right, the lighting right, the room right, the temperature right. I'm going to talk to those people around me and help them help me, and I'm going to help them. We all succeed in that part of that success hack.
Yeah. That's why you got to stay tuned to our next program as we talk about solutions to good night's rest. Even the Bible promises, it's a promise for you and for me, that we should have sweet sleep. Declare that over yourself. Declare that over your family. It's good for the entire family to get sleep. It only takes one person to have a bad night of no sleep that affects everything else in that family, not just the workplace.
That's powerful. As a matter of fact, go ahead and pray for everybody. That was just powerful.
Lord, we just thank you. I want to pray with you today. Lord, we just thank you for this program. We thank you for what we've been able to share and learn together. But I just pray over our viewing audience that you have sweet sleep, that the presence of the Lord will overtake you, that Holy Spirit will hover at you, over you every night, and give you that peace, that shalom, and quality of rest, so you can wake up in the morning to be effective and fruitful in your day. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And I want to remind you, don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.